You're listening to SBS News.
It's shortly after sunrise on the Jaffna Peninsula in northern Sri Lanka, and Anthony Pillai Tarshan is returning after several hours at sea. His life has changed drastically since 2013, when, in the aftermath of Sri Lanka's civil war, he spent 21 days on board an asylum seeker boat before ending up in Australia's immigration detention system.
Christmas Island.
I was in Christmas Island for 15 days. After that, I went to Darwin, then to Queensland. Then we were released.
Sri Lanka's civil war raged for 26 years, fought between Tamil separatists demanding their own state and government troops seeking to quash the rebellion. During the war, both sides were accused of human rights abuses, including the indiscriminate killing of civilians, enforced disappearances, and the use of child soldiers. Like many others in his situation, Mr. Tarshan doesn't want to talk about why he left Sri Lanka. Fear of harassment by security forces is still widespread among Tamils, a decade since the end of Sri Lanka's civil war. Mr. Tarshan says he spent a year working at an abattoir in regional New South Wales while in community detention, but the Australian government ruled it was safe for him and a group of other Tamil asylum seekers to return to Sri Lanka. His refugee application was rejected, and with no money to fight the case, he was given 28 days to leave Australia. These young men say few people nowadays would risk getting on board a boat to come to Australia out of fear of fines or imprisonment by Sri Lankan authorities.
If the Sri Lankan Navy captures us, the consequences are very bad. We will be charged and put in prison for 5 or 6 years.
One of the men was on board an asylum seeker boat in 2013, but it was intercepted and he was sent back. He's been trapped in a legal battle with Sri Lankan authorities ever since.
For the past 6 years, the court case is still going on. To close the case, they're asking me to pay $100,000.
It's a common story. When this family of four was sent back from Australia in 2014, they spent their first night in Sri Lanka in custody. The mother, Suresh Jubita Nirmali, says they've had to appear before a court every 6 months ever since.
When we go to the court, they call out our names and we raise our hands. They write down for our next court appearance and that's it. The judge will call our names and our duty is just to raise our hands.
But she says they don't know what offence, if any, they've been charged with.
They've never told us. We just go there and have our names called.
Subramaniam Mahendran fled a refugee camp and spent 2 years living in regional New South Wales, awaiting the results of his refugee application. It was rejected and he was told to leave Australia. Doing basic metalwork to make a living, he too tries to keep a low profile, not wanting to attract the attention of local authorities.
Now the government has changed, we don't know what type of problems will arise. We're living our daily lives, we still have fear from what happened in the past.
It's stories like these that give an insight into what the future may hold for the Sri Lankan family from Bilawila in Queensland. Four Sri Lankan Tamils who the Australian government has promised to deport, despite community support for them to stay. Last month, former Defence Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa, a man accused of war crimes against the Tamils, was elected president. Already there are reports emerging of abductions and attacks on critics of the government, and concerns that journalists and other political opponents have had to flee the country. But the Australian government says it has no plans to reconsider its policy of returning Tamil asylum seekers back to Sri Lanka, or its cooperation with the Sri Lankan government to stop those seeking asylum by boat in the first place. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Home Affairs says,
"We cooperate closely with the Sri Lankan government to return people who have been intercepted trying to reach Australia illegally. People who have no lawful basis to remain in Australia are expected to return home.
Home Affairs says it has returned 38 Sri Lankan nationals from three vessels since May this year. It also claims that every Sri Lankan asylum seeker boat that has entered Australian waters in the past 5.5 years has been stopped, and all those on board sent back to Sri Lanka. While dreams of a new life in Australia once offered hope for many in Sri Lanka, for a growing number, the reality of trying to come to Australia is something they would much sooner forget. It's a reality the family from Bilawila in Queensland might soon be facing if they lose their fight against deportation from Australia. Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.